Psalm 81. To the chief musician upon Gittith. A psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet and the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. God is wonderful. He is worthy to be praised and honored. He is worthy for us to sing to and rejoice in. He is worthy of our love and affection. But above all, he is worthy to be trusted and obeyed. God did mighty things for Israel. He brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. When they called upon him in time of trouble, he delivered them and answered them. But ultimately, when God gave them commands and told them what to do, they would not hearken to his voice. They would none of him. So he gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. And thus they reaped the bitter fruits of bondage, servitude, fear, corruption, and death. If only they had listened to God and trusted him, how soon God would have subdued their enemies and fought for them against their adversaries. The Lord would have blessed them with such abundance, might, freedom, and grace unto everlasting life. But they would not listen. They would not yield and obey. They chose their own will over the Lord's will. Oh, brother and sister, please, let us humble ourselves before the Lord and his word and his commandments. Let us learn from Israel to not be stubborn and disobedient and self-willed. Oh, Lord, please give us hearts to trust you and to obey you, no matter what we think or feel. Oh, Church of Jesus Christ, it's easy to go to church, give to the poor, encourage one another, be friendly, etc. It's easy to do all of these things, but still be stubborn and disobedient towards the Lord. Please, Lord, save us from the first and greatest enemy that we have. Save us from disobedient and unfaithful hearts. Let there be no strange God found in us, no idol of the world, no love of the world and its defiled ways. Let us believe and trust that our God is a good God. And even when things seem hard, and we have to make tough choices to choose the Lord, let us choose the Lord and know that He is worthy of our love, our trust, and obedience. Let us open our mouths wide in faith to the Lord, for He will fill it. He will subdue our enemies. He will give us complete victory through Jesus Christ. But we will only experience this if we learn from Israel and if we hearken to His voice. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Psalm 81.